Now, Lionel Shriver wrote the novel We Need to Talk About Kevin, about a massacre at an American school. Can we just look at this broader question of the place of the gun in American society? You were born in the States. You're now taking British citizenship, aren't you?
Not yet.
But you're about to.
Definitely.
If you continue your self-improvement.
With more stories like this, definitely.
But do you understand why the gun has got this special place in American culture?
Well, you know, it runs very deep in the history. I remember I had to memorize a part of the Declaration of Independence when I was in junior high school. All about, most importantly, that bit about how the state governs at the consent of the governed, and it's up to the governed to consent or withdraw it and abolish the government and start another one. And the first time we did that violently. And school children learn this, that if you don't like your government, you essentially have the right, the moral right, to overthrow it. And I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that there is an element of the right, the gun rights lobby, that really has to do with, in the back of their minds, if push comes to shove, we should be able to overthrow the government by force.
But this is a mature, stable democracy. There is no chance of the state being overthrown.
Of course not. It's a fantasy. That's one of the things that's a little odd about it. I mean, there have been occasions where citizens tried to withdraw their consent, and it didn't work out very well. I mean, look at Waco, Timothy McVeigh, who was killed by lethal injection. I mean, it's an absurdity. But there is an element in the United States that is very uncomfortable with the state, suspicious, and even hostile, and feels that rather than the state needing to have that classic monopoly on violence, that the citizen needs to be armed in order to counterbalance the power of the state.
When you hear an argument like the one we've just heard there, put pretty cogently by that gentleman in,